The Turnbull government is claiming an historic victory after its multi-billion dollar school funding bill passed the Senate in the early hours of this morning. It comes almost 6 years after businessman David Gonski handed the Gillard Labor government his blueprint for an overhaul of school funding. The coalition says its so-called Gonski 2.0 package will deliver truly needs-based funding for students. But the opposition, the Teachers Union and the Catholic Schools Commission have all vowed to continue their campaigns against it. From Canberra, Eliza Borello reports.
As the clock struck 2 o'clock in Canberra this morning, the Coalition's education bill finally passed the Parliament.
I move that the House do now adjourn.
Fatigue seemed to have given way to frivolity well before that.
Speaking as a Queenslander in terms of the state of origin, it was only on last night. Townsville, which I think Senator Macdonald should be renamed Thurstonville, to reflect Jonathan Thurston and what a magical person he is.
Liberal Senator James McGrath's late-night tribute to Queensland state of origin star Jonathan Thurston was apparently tame compared to other goings-on on the Hill. There was a report of a wild party happening somewhere in the bowels of the building, but sadly AM was too busy filing this report to verify it. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie was one MP not in the mood for fun and games.
Now we've got one or two choices here. We can either sit here and we can keep going all night, or we can do the right thing. We can let our staff go home. It's been a long week. The game is over. It is now time to get on with it.
Despite last-minute attempts by Labor, the unions and the Catholic education sector to sway her vote, Senator Lambie cast it with the government. As did Queensland Senator Pauline Hanson, but not before her comments that children with autism should be in special classrooms diverted attention from the debate.
I said, I hear so many times from parents and teachers whose time is taken up with children, whether they have disability or whether they are autistic, who are taking up the teacher's time in the classroom. These kids have a right to an education by all means, but there is a number of them. These children should go into a special classroom and be looked after and given that special treatment, special attention, I should say.
Distractions aside, the passage of the bill can be chalked up as a significant achievement for the Turnbull government. Whether you agree with the substance of it or not, corralling the Senate crossbench to vote for a $23.5 billion piece of legislation is no mean tactical feat. The government promises it will usher in a new era of needs-based funding and give parents and teachers the certainty they need to plan their budgets for next year and beyond. But the bill's opponents in the Labor movement are vowing to fight on.
Eliza Borello reporting.